This is Radio 1. That was Lily Allen and Smile.
And I'm Joe Wiley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nice to see you. Well, I just thought I'd come by and see you. And we were talking yesterday about Sport Relief and Only Fools on Horses and how you're going to be doing this going around the course. You are, aren't you?
Apparently so.
Is that right? So we've managed to raise lots and lots of money.
Well, not really, no. But
but you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know how you ruined my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not doing that for you because I quite like you, okay. Really deep down. Right. And I kind of want to help you because I know you're quite scared of horses and stuff like that.
Have you brought a horse in today?
No. Oh. No, look, he looks around the studio to see if he can find a horse or anything like that.
I'd love to have a horse walked in right now. Face your fear.
But I do have Paul McKenna's number.
Right.
Because I think it's kind of mind over matter. If you're scared of something, you've got to get over it. You need to talk to the right people.
And he's the man.
And he's the man, obviously. So, but I do need you to leave the studio now, where you are now, and come with me, because I've got to take you. Just follow me. Trust me.
Do I play a record, or?
No. You just come with me, because where we are in the moment, we're in the studio, and it's in the basement. Oh, bless him, he's barefoot. Have you got any shoes to put on?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there might be nails on the floor around here.
Okay.
So, come with me, Scott Mills. This is Joe talking. I'm just kind of helping Scott to conquer his fears. Come this way, and we'll see if we can get hold of Paul. Put your microphone on. So we're going to go through the studio. This is the old studio where we used to do my show. We're now moving to swanky new studios out here, past the press board. Lovely pictures of Annie
Mac. Kept this quiet, didn't
you? I know, but just come. How are you feeling about this anyway?
I'm really scared, obviously.
Have you ever been on a horse before?
No.
So when you said show jumping is easy the other day...
Well, I have now retracted that, Joe, obviously.
Yeah, I know, but when you say things, it's quite difficult to retract it. Come on, so we're just going to...
Especially if you're doing
now.
The breakfast show,
Hi,
find.
Keith, engineer, Hi. Top engineer guy. Come with me now.
Rubbish.
Hold my hand, Scott, right?
Okay.
So we're going to go out here. Oh, it's a TV camera. Paul must be out here somewhere.
Oh, my God, there's a horse!
You're really gripping my hand very tightly indeed now. Hey,
okay.
Look, this is your horse. We just thought we'd help you. Me and my listeners...
Is this your horse?
We've come up with some idea.
No,
it's not
horses?
My horse. I don't have a horse, no. No, this is...
there's lots of
Digby.
People as well.
I know, there's a lot of people.
Okay.
And we just thought... Look, put your shoes on now.
Right,
he's still
thanks.
In his bare feet. We thought we'd, get you to meet your horse and say okay. Hello to him, try and get over your fears.
Okay.
It's quite big.
It's really big. That's not the one I'm getting on, is it?
What, are you going to get on it? I didn't know whether you just wanted to stroke him or see... How you felt about it? Should we play a record?
Yeah.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm really scared.
Okay. It's a beautiful
Radio
horse.
One.
This is the last time.
That was Keen, and this is the last time. It's Joe Wiley. I've kind of hijacked Scott's show this morning, but really for the good of Scott, because we're trying to help him get over his fears. Chappers is here. Hi, Chappers.
Hi. I love you at the moment.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hate you, but I still don't. I don't know why.
Well, listen, the idea is the Army have been really, really good to us today. We actually contacted the Army and said we needed a horse for today's show.
Correct.
They
like,
provided
there's
us...
There's an actual roadblock with police stopping the traffic.
We've had to close off the road outside Radio 1, so your horse is here. He's pacing around. Should we go and meet... Graham from the Army. Come on, Scott, come with me.
Right, why is it pacing now? Because it wasn't pacing a minute ago.
I know, it's getting a little bit skittish, but come with me, Scott.
I'm not getting on the horse.
Scott, come on.
Okay,
come
with me.
Hold my hands.
I don't mean to get on it.
Go meet
right, Scott. Go on, Scott, that's Edith.
Shut up, Edith.
You're being heckled by Edith.
You're not helping.
Right, we want to get Scott on a horse for Only Fools on Horses. It's all for Sport Relief. Text 82125 and put the word Scott. Let's say hello to the man who made this happen. Hello.
Hello, yeah, how are you doing?
Right, tell me your name and your rank.
I'm Sergeant Major Graham Innes. I'm from the King Street Royal Horse Artillery in St John's Wood.
Okay, so horses are no big deal to you?
No, I've lived with horses all my life. I've been riding since I was two.
So there's nothing to be scared of, really, is
nothing
there?
Nothing at all.
What's
nothing
the worst thing that could happen?
Nothing, really. He's all right. He's a quiet horse, he is.
His tail is lifted, though. I'm suspecting poo might be dropping any second
Excellent.
Now.
I'd rather eat that than get on a horse.
Right, what can Scott do? Because he's... Oh, there you go, you see?
There we are, there it is.
Scott, eat that. You just said, live on radio, when you
pass me a plate.
Right,
that's amazing.
Right, can you give Scott some tips, please?
Yeah, well, first of all, what we'll do is we'll put a hat on him, and... Trigiri will give him a leg up on the horse, and we'll walk him up and down the road.
Okay, tell us the horse's name again.
His official name's Sir Digby Snaffle, but he's known as Kemp in the stable.
Kemp, not Camp.
Kemp,
okay. How big is he? How many hands?
He's 17'2", and he's 9-year-old.
Okay, Scott, should we go and touch the horse at
the
very least?
Okay, I'll touch. I'm really scared.
He's beautiful, he's absolutely beautiful. What colour is he?
He's a chestnut.
And what sort of horse is he?
I was going to say it's brown, clearly, Joe.
Is he Hanoverian or something?
No, he's...
Get you with your horse talk.
he's the only one I know.
He's an officer's charger in the regiment, so he's a bit bigger and stronger than the...
Okay. Scott, if you walk towards Sir Digby...
What do I do?
Right. Wait, just come round.
I don't want to get on yet.
Oh, no, that's...
I just want to... First things first.
Just give him a little tickle on the nose. There you go.
See, they can smell my fear.
They don't like that. They don't like that.
Oh. Oh, my God, the teeth!
He's just trying to give you a kiss.
Would you pluck her up, Scott?
The teeth really scare me. This is the part of the problem.
He's got a lovely set of lips, though.
The teeth, they've got bigger teeth than me.
Right, how are you feeling, Scott? Do you reckon you could get on that horse?
No.
Oh, no, you've got to.
No, I can't.
It's for sport relief.
Not now.
Right, we're going to play a record. When we come back after the record, you're going to get on this horse.
Oh, God.
Sir Digby.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting a bit skittish show. You're standing in the poo.
I'm standing in the poo.
Don't scare him. Nice. Don't scare him. No, not a monster, but a horse, 17 hands, and its name is Sir Digby Snaffle. This is the horse that we've lined up for Scott Mills, trying to help him get over his fear so he can do the sports relief thing.
I've touched it.
And he packed it up for a kiss, you refused.
Yeah, but now it's gone a bit bonkers.
He looks very calm to me. Scott, the thing is, are you going to get on the horse now? Because we have Graham here who's willing to help you get on.
I know that the army got up at 3 a.m. this morning. However, it's coming towards me. I don't like it. And thank you very much to the police and obviously for blocking off the road, etc. And to all the people that came out to try and see me get on a horse today. However, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
But I will tomorrow. And you have my word, okay?
There is no getting out tomorrow.
I'm genuinely quite scared now.
Has this helped a little bit?
A little bit.
Or has it terrified you more?
A little bit until it started going... And running at high speed along the road. That didn't really help.
A bit bucking bronco, it did at one point. And I was going, Scott, get on the horse. And it started rearing
up. That wasn't really helping me. And it looks a little bit wound up now.
All right, so
I think it can smell my fear.
Okay. Well, Graham, thank you very much indeed. Scott is not going to take you up on the
offer.
I'll
do it tomorrow, okay?
No problem.
I'm sorry, Mr. Army Man.
But thank you very much indeed for doing this for us. Scott, good luck tomorrow because you are now...
I'm going to really need it.
You have to do it. You are going to need it.
That's the first step.
Touch it again. Go on, just go and stroke him.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back on Radio 1. Oh, no, don't bring my shoes in. They're covered in horse poo.
I can't even believe you walked right through it.
That's because it was coming towards me at high speed. Right, now, loads of people are saying, Mills, you nonce, get on the horse. Are you a man or a mouse? Right, okay, we'll put some pictures up of the actual horse at Radio 1 Online very soon. Back me up.
I'm going to back you up on this. I wouldn't normally, but that was a very big horse.
Massive
and
horse.
And it also appeared to be having the odd panic attack with the horse. It was like...
As I was.
Yeah. It was up on its hind legs and it was neighing a lot.
Tell me the horse isn't that big tomorrow, because that was
frisky.
Really, 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 really
so
scary.
I think that's fair enough that you didn't get on it. So you've got to start slowly. I'm very impressed. You know why I'm impressed?
You know, Wiley was like, go on, just get on it. Think how bad you'll feel if you don't do it. The army got up at 3 o'clock this morning to shine their boots and to make sure the horse was well groomed. So if you don't do it, you've kind of let them down as well as yourself.
They looked very smart, didn't they, the men from the army?
It was massive.
Oh. Anyhow, well done on being the first person ever, despite all the major stars that have come to Radio 1 over the years, J-Lo, Eminem, Kylie. You're the first person that's ever had a police roadblock and shut the road.
Thanks. Well, what an interesting morning I've had, it really has. Right, all the people that are outside of Radio 1 at the moment, hoping I'll come back out and ride the horse. Go away, there's nothing to see here, thank you very much. But I will do it tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be a pony or a donkey and not a massive, great big horse like that was.
Do you need a glass of weed to calm down?
Oh, God. Right, JK and Joel at 4, Colin Needed at 1, Joe Wiley is next, who I hate quite a lot. But I'm sure I'll get over it. We're back on tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock, and remember, kids, horses have no brakes.
So my favourite moment
you
of
cow.
The past hour, just got it revenge, was
you
when
horse.
You were going, I just can't do it, but I will do it tomorrow, was when the guy from the army just kind of casually slung his leg over the horse and then just kind of clip-clopped up the street very coolly, very calmly.
Yeah, but he's in the army, he's used to it, yeah?
Yeah, all right. So show jumping's easy, yeah?
No.
Horses are just, you know...
Horses are my friends.
Right, there's a plate upstairs. It's got a great big pile of steaming dung on it.
Excellent.
And a knife and fork.
It's quite nutty, doesn't it?
Well, apparently so. You let me know tomorrow. Text 82125. Radio 1. Scott.